Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, always a delight to talk to our friend Chris Chelios, MGM Ambassador. Bet MGM Ambassador, Bet MGM, the king of sportsbook. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
You know, I'm about ready for the Hawks to get home. I'm glad they're coming home. It's just been too many later games, and I need them at a reasonable hour given my schedule.
Yeah, those are tough ones. We talked about that last week, and it was tough to play those too, especially if you didn't get out there a couple days before. So, yeah, that's a 4 games on the road to start the season. That's not what you wish for, but, you know, they played some great hockey. Other than that first period of the first game, they've looked pretty good.
You know, they did. On Friday night, they blew a lead late. They get a point in overtime. They surprised the Oilers on home ice on Saturday. They didn't have it last night. Calgary's off to a very good start. But, Chelly, when you watch the Hawks through 4 games, tough road trip to start the season, what stood out the most about why they are competitive?
I mean, I'm watching, we talked about Connor, the first game, the turnovers and stuff, and just making those plays that you need to, just the little things. And when he's doing it, then everybody else is going to be doing it. And I think I got to give a lot of credit to Foligno. He's playing on his line with him. He must be talking to him. He just made way better decisions, and it's like a trickle effect, right? Tara Vinan's doing the same thing. I'm sure the message is coming from the coaching staff, Luke Richardson. But it's just those little things, and they're, you know, the 50-50 chances, they're, you know, they're getting pucks deep and getting it behind the other team's defensemen, and the way less turnovers, like we talked about last week, and that's been the key. They're playing smart.
I'm curious, what's going on with Tyler Bertuzzi? Does he need to kind of get his game going a little bit just to feel better about himself and to kind of restart his season a little?
You know, he's a scrappy kid. I had the chance to coach him in Grand Rapids and then in Detroit. I watched him play there. And he's really a guy who just, he goes in that, his size, the injuries have been an issue over the course of his career. But like I said, I think he'll come around. He competes hard. Hopefully it's just a slow start. And he's a guy that drives the net and gets the puck to the net and plays like textbook hockey. And I'm sure he's going to pick it up soon.
So, Chelly, Saturday night, Wyatt Kaiser takes Connor McDavid into the boards. It frustrates McDavid to the point where he responds and gets a penalty. That was something I didn't expect out of Wyatt Kaiser. This defense has been more structured. You see guys coming through. I think Seth Jones is off to a pretty good start. What do you see defensively that they're doing better so far?
Yeah, I think the forwards are helping him out. But the first guy I'd like to give credit to, Jones, is off to a really good start. He's keeping things simple. He's just getting pucks on the net. He talked about it in his interview yesterday. But all the guys, I think Murphy, again, he's come off to a good start. He's come out of the gate and played real aggressive. Vlasic, you know, there's no question he's going to be a stud in the next for the remainder of his career. He's just a big presence and skate, moves the puck well. So, again, they're not spending as much time in their end. And that helps a ton. And nobody, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're playing in your own end all night, you're going to get tired and make mistakes. And they're just playing a real good, solid hockey, and it's helping the D out a lot.
I'm curious. Obviously, we heard from Danny Wirtz today in the Sun-Times talking about how the revenue streams have been impacted already by the Chicago Sports Network's inability to get a carriage deal done, especially with Comcast. And I got friends that are disappointed by it. Hopefully that gets resolved, but it doesn't look like it's going to be resolved before the home opener on Thursday. Chris, do you have all the server, cable service you need? Have you had to go out to see any games, and how are you handling it, or how should sports fans feel about it?
Well, I'm lucky. I got DirecTV out here, and for some reason, I was able to get the pregame, you know, with Pat and Tony and my daughter. But my 90-year-old mom was pissed yesterday because she couldn't get the pregame. So it is tough, and it's somewhat like with the NFL, like different networks every, you know, Monday and Sunday and Thursday. So it'll get all ironed out, and people will figure out, you know, how to get it. It's eventually, when the Hawks start playing better, no one's going to complain, and that they become competitive in a playoff team. That's usually the way it works.
You got to get your mom an antenna, Chelly, so she can watch Kaylee. She's doing a great job.
I'm out of town. I would have drove there in 20 minutes out of head.
What do you think of the Bears over the weekend? They're off to a very good start. They've got the bye this week, but 4-2 is kind of where you want to be.
Oh yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit—they're all going to be good this year. It looks like so far, but I mean, they're taking care of those teams. They should be. You don't put yourself in a better class, but at least they're eliminating those lower teams those last 2 weeks. And every week again, Williams, and he's gotten better every week. And Komet, what a game he had! Yeah. They're using a lot more. Like I said, it's just common sense. You got a tight end that's a foot bigger than everybody else, and this kid gets open all the time. I'd go to him the majority of the time, and then it opens things up for everybody else. But they look great. It looked like it was at Soldier's Field. The fans were all back in the Bears. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was great stuff. Thanks so much, Chris. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, you guys take care.
You too.
That is Chris Chelios, BetMGM ambassador, and
he's right about the Hawks. The Hawks have been competitive. They're off to a very good start. 1-2-1, not where you want to be record-wise maybe, but they are in these games, and they're playing better brand of hockey.